Leading the news, there have been extraordinary claims of corruption, cover-ups and spying by a former employee of the Australian company responsible for security at the detention centre on Nauru. Now, the former guard claims Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young was given the codename Raven and put under surveillance while visiting the island. The whistleblower also says managers shredded reports that raised concerns about safety. Wilson Security has vigorously denied the claims. FIFA's former Vice President Jack Warner says he'll reveal all he knows about corruption at World Soccer's governing body. Mr. Warner's among several former and current FIFA officials charged with accepting bribes related to World Cup bids. In a television address, Mr. Warner also said he feared for his life. It follows the release of court documents revealing another former FIFA official, Chuck Blazer, has admitted to taking bribes. Labor is this morning demanding a Senate committee be recalled so it can grill the government over evidence it gave about a letter from the Sydney siege gunman, Man Haron Monis. Now, last week, the Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, told Parliament the letter had been scrutinised by a joint Commonwealth-New South Wales review of the tragedy, but yesterday she revealed that advice was wrong. And Alan Bond remains critically ill in a Perth hospital after complications from heart surgery. The West Australian businessman is on life support in an induced coma. His former wife Eileen is planning to return to Perth from London to be by his side.